Well, we're now joined by New Bradford Bull signing Joe Mellor. Joe, good afternoon. Looking back at that narrow loss to Hull FC, what do you feel were the biggest lessons the Bradford Bulls took away, particularly in terms of handling, you know, the pressure of that Super League opener and a tough trip to Hull FC in round one?
Yeah, I think we can take loads of positives out of it. I think just watching it back, and it's sort of like the errors, it's sort of like the timing of them as well, which was probably disappointing. But like I said, the positives we took out was the style of play that we've been trying to implement in pre-season, and we get to go to a tough opposition like Hull FC and really go toe-to-toe with them. So I think we can just keep building on that throughout the season now, and the games come pretty fast. You don't get much rest. So yeah, just keep building on that momentum that we took to Hull FC.
You've mentioned errors proving costly. The game swung back and forth. It could have gone either way. How do you address that sort of game management side of things in training this week? Obviously, Kurt's going to do his review, but you know, you as players, how do you address that?
Yeah, it's a tough one, because you rarely go through a game without making errors. So I think it's concentration, and I think, like you said, the game did swing both ways. And I think the new rules were the ruck. I think that's a big one with the penalties and how fast it is. And I feel like it's probably going to even games up this year, especially with someone like Andy Ackers at nine. I think that's going to value us massively. So I think, yeah, just to answer your question, probably concentration is a big one. We had a good few people making the Super League debut this week, so that was massive as well. So yeah, we're looking forward to it, and yeah, just concentration throughout the full 80, I presume.
How do you feel there's been that sort of step up in intensity with this sort of emphasis on new, speedier, quicker rucks?
Well, I know for me personally, the last few years I've been playing at 9, and now I'm still in the middle at 13, and as you can see, the pace of the play, the balls, the rucks is just like, I've never seen it like that. You kind of, you're in tackles, and you know you're all going to have to jump up at some point, and then you're going to get a penalty or a six again. And I feel a lot of the games have been ref differently, but also a lot of them, you can see how fast the game is. And I suppose that's just something we've got to get to grips with and use it in our advantage as well when we've got the ball.
When you signed for the club, a lot of people might have thought, Joe Mellor, oh yeah, Andy Ackers, they'll be swapping and changing. That's not the case. Kurt Haggerty's moved you into that loose forward role.
Yeah, no, I had a good chat with Aggie before I signed, and he mentioned that to me. I also knew Andy Ackers had signed as well, so it was something new, something I didn't expect. Also something exciting as well. I think the older I've got, I've moved about in positions, and I think it just keeps me on my toes as well, because I've always been a half-back, played a bit of full-back, moved to 9, really enjoyed that. Now I'm at 13, I'm kind of in the middle, linking the play, so I know how to play rugby. I think that's the main one, so I can do it, so I'm really enjoying it, and it's a good challenge for me.
It is the Catalan Dragons next up, Friday night. Certainly an exciting evening for the club and the city of Bradford, with a big crowd expected. That emotion aside, you've still got an important job to do out there on the field.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can look at that the atmosphere and the crowd at Hull. You could take a step back and go, wow, look at this. But we still had a job to do, and we did that. So it will be exciting. It'd be nice to be at home first time, especially a night game as well. That's always pretty special. But like you say, we'll focus on our job. All that stuff will be going on in the background. It's great for the fans. It's great for the city that we're back in Super League. But we have a job to do, and that's to win a game in rugby league.
How do you feel the team can use home advantage at Oddsall in 2026 to build that momentum?
I just think home advantage is always a massive thing for you. I think just the whole being back in Super League, I think that's massive, and I feel the fans are going to keep coming. I feel we're on the field playing a nice style of rugby. It's not old school, one in and then kick on last tackle. It's everybody's pushing on board. We've got license to be exciting on the field, and hopefully fans see that and they keep coming.
As Bradford have returned to the Super League after more than a decade away, What do you feel are going to be the biggest challenges thrown at Bradford in this new Super League season?
I think there's probably going to be a few. I feel like there's a lot of lads that have probably come up into full-time rugby. So getting the adjustments of each game is going to be tough. No disrespect to Championship, but you probably know you're going to go into a game and you probably won it before you've got there. Whereas this is a different, completely different game. We've got to be on every week. That's in training as well. Training is a big factor in that because you've got to train well to perform well at the weekend. So I think definitely being ready each week for a tough game.
In terms of yourself, what are your personal goals for this season? What would you like to achieve for yourself? And I guess going a bit broader, the team, the Bradford Bulls themselves.
Yeah. I've not really thought about, I wouldn't really say I've got a personal goal if I'm dead honest. I'd like to stay injury free, that'd be one. I'd like to contribute as much as I can on the field. So that's probably my main one. And as a team, it's just to go out there and prepare ourselves to win every game. We're not here to take part. We want to get back to them big days of Bradford Bulls years ago. And I think this is probably the start of that stepping stone.
Just on yourself and your relationship with Kurt Haggerty, you're one of a number of players who I wouldn't say has followed Kurt around. Probably more Kurt has made you go from club to club. But what's your relationship like, and how can that benefit things when things inevitably will get tough and there will be adversity on the side?
Well, Kurt's been great. I've known Kurt good 15 years. I played with him at Widnes at first and then moved about, and he's been great with me. And I think we know how each other work. He knows what he'll get from me, and I think that's probably why he picked me as the captain. And I think we are going to go through tough times. But I think as a group, we'll just keep working together. And he might push me in the way to lead some lads if he feels he needs to get a bit more out of them. And I'm happy to do that because, like I say, I've not set any personal goals. If we can achieve a lot of stuff on the field as a team, then I'll be happy with that.
You have been announced as Bradford Bulls captain for this forthcoming season. How much of an achievement, what does that mean to you personally?
Yeah, it does mean a lot. I've never been one to shout and scream, and I think a lot of people know that, you know, my demeanour. I'm proud. It's a massive club, and just excited to be back in Super League. I think that's the big one. That's, if you play rugby league, that's what you want to be doing. And for me to be at the top of that for this team, then yeah, I'm pretty proud about that.
How would you describe your leadership style as a player?
Like I say, I'm not one to shout, I'm not one to scream. I try and say things when they need saying. But I'll just try and, I'd rather do me talking on the field. And I think lads who have known me over the years, played with me and have captained a couple of teams, that's what they get from me. I'll try and do my best on the field and lead by example that way.
And as a leadership group, you have got vice-captains Jada Nicarima and Ryan Sutton working alongside you. How is that leadership group going to work and come together, do you feel?
I just think chats with Kurt, that's the main thing. And us implementing stuff and us three going to the group and taking it to the group. But we're all different. Sutton, he's got the voice. He talks a lot of sense. So we're all individuals in that aspect. But yeah, I think us three will come together and implement the stuff that needs to be said to the group.
And just finally, Joe, what would you like to achieve in your time here at the Bradford Bulls in what is going to be a very special season, obviously the first time back in 12 seasons?
Well, I think if we can perform on the field like we have done pre-season, and if we could get in that top six, that'd be great. I think we've got to aim high. Like I said before, we're not here just to take part. We want to come here and try and win as many games as we can. So I feel if we could do that, that'd be an unbelievable achievement.
Thank you very much for your time, Joe. All the best.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.